people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more. Today we want to talk about patience. There's a famous study where elementary school children are brought in and they have a marshmallow placed in front of them as a snack. And they are told that if they can sit there and wait for 5 minutes, that they will then be given a second marshmallow. But if they go ahead and eat that marshmallow, that's the only one they get. And this experiment has been replicated many, many, many times in many variations. It's one of the favorites that college students like to check it out. And it's like, sure enough. And they do different things. You can see Teddy behind me. They do different things, like they'll cover up the initial marshmallow to see if that impacts the patience of the child. Sometimes they'll ask the child to sing or something like that to distract the child, just to see what happens. And then the famous study, and it's been a long time since I've seen this, so I admittedly am going to quote it somewhat wrong, but give you the gist of it. But after having done this and then following the students through school, the students that had the most patience, wait for it, tended to often have the better grades. They tended to have more stable relationships. They tended to be more what we would consider successful. Now, I'm bringing this up to you because patience is something I wouldn't say I struggled with. I would say I just lost to it. Patience is something that has always been an issue for me. And my mom used to say, patience is indeed a great virtue. And I'm finally starting to realize the purpose, the benefit, and the joy of patience. George Carlin used to talk about how impatient we are as children. And back then, we'd get a box of cereal and we'd save the box tops and we'd send off the thing that we were wanting to get, a kazoo or something like that. And it was, you know, we would picture Battle Creek, Michigan in our minds and someone packing our thing and sending it to us, but we just wanted it to get there. The interesting thing about really wanting something to get here is that once we get it gets here, because of hedonic adaptation, we very rarely appreciate it for long. We can appreciate it briefly, but we don't tend to appreciate it for long. I've been in two very long meetings over the last few days. I was in one on Saturday that went for hours, 3 hours, and I was in one. These were Zoom meetings. And then I was in one yesterday that was 3 hours. And again, I want to be fully, you know, honest about all of this. Because like I said, patience used to be, still is for me. It's like patience is that opportunity. I look at it as an opportunity, you know? I can't push the river, as the Buddhists say. No matter how much I think about it, no matter how much I want it, and in fact, it's my attachment many times that slows down bringing it to me, and that's kind of the point. But to close the loop on this story about these meetings, there was a man in one meeting and a woman in another meeting who had to comment on everything that was said. And if the leader of the meeting said something about any particular thing, and I'm not going to give any examples because it doesn't serve, but if the leader of the meeting said something, then you could count on this person. And as I observed this, I realized later a couple of things. It was this person's impatience that was driving their interaction in the groups. In other words, they listened to what was going on, but only to a point where they found something they knew they could jump in and
and in their mind contribute. I will say in their mind contribute because of their, I would say, just constant doing this. I realized that this person was in many ways detached from the meeting. And I'm talking about the one yesterday and the one last week. They were detached because they weren't open. They weren't involved. They were looking for something for them to talk about. And as soon as it came, it came. And then the other, I realized several things. And that is, this triggered my impatience big time. This made me very, very impatient because in both cases, the less comments, the more we could move through the real meat of the meeting and everyone could address it. And so I found my own impatience being triggered. And because it was a Zoom, because one of them was Zoom and I could really see everybody and everything, I could see the impatience in the people in the group. And I don't fault the leader. I think the leader did a very admirable job of keeping everything, you know, respectful and everyone getting to have their turn for the most part. But I could see on the people's faces that they themselves were checking out. They were checking out because they were impatient as well. So patience. I think it was Aristotle who said, he who has patience can have what he will. And then, of course, there's the old T-shirt, God grant me patience, but hurry! There's a certain charm about patience. You can't imagine. Think of a great spiritual leader. Think of a great leader at all. And that person does not tend to be running around frantic trying to move things along. Now we can get into Steve Jobs and we can also talk about whether or not he was more of a genius and whatever than a great leader. But patience is a mark of maturity. They found, by the way, I'm intentionally talking a little bit slower today. They have found that if I was to say to you, for example, it's Willow's birthday, her 80th birthday, and if I was to fly up there, surprise Willow, and take Willow out to dinner for her 80th birthday, right? Her enjoyment meter might go from, on a scale of 1 to 10, might be a 5 or an 8. She's super excited. The thing is, it's going to settle back down. Now, if I said 3 months before, Willow, your birthday's coming up and in 90 days, I'm going to fly up there and take you out to dinner. Her enjoyment meter goes up. It stays longer because it has something to look forward to. The point is, as much as we think we want everything now, it is far better for us to have something to look forward to. And the only way to have something to look forward to and to enjoy it rather than to suffer as a result of the experience is patience, right? It's patience. What's the old saying? Excitement is fear that has caught its breath. That's excitement. So I want you to notice, because I have to tell you right now, I am seeing as much of impatience as anything on social media. When can the opera open up? When can we start having live concerts? When can the beaches open up fully? When can we throw these stupid masks away? When can restaurants go back to normal? When can I consistently go and speak at conferences, which is what I love to do? When can we do this? We're all feeling like, and the answer is, it'll get here when it gets here. And the more we say when, the more we suffer. Let me say that again. The more we say when, the more we suffer. impatience causes us to suffer. The people I saw who suffered in those meetings, and this is my point, were the two who felt like they needed to contribute. Because you can see on their faces, they're looking like this. Hey, you know the kind of person I'm talking about. When somebody else is talking, they're looking like this, but they're doing this. I call them gaspers. They're waiting. They're gasping to try and say something. And they're freaking miserable. I used to be so bad at that. I was on church boards, Unity church boards, before I became a minister for decades and still went to board meetings. No matter what somebody said, I... And I finally realized that you're going to get to make your point and you're devaluing somebody else by not letting what they say hang in the air. Oftentimes, we don't need to rush in. Oftentimes, we can have patience. One of the keys in how to win friends and influence people, as far as non-reactivity, is just give the thing 24, 48 hours to work out on itself. Don't, and be patient. Because one way or the other, it's going to work out. And that's what we have to have faith about. All right, since I said faith about, now is your opportunity to click share. Share this positive message with your friends and family. We had like 9 shares yesterday. The only way I know you shared is if you click share. So type share and also tell me what you have as far as comments that you want to share with me this morning. All right, we looked at this one before. Good morning, healing and feeling grateful, says Rita Ortiz. Good to see you, Rita, as always. Susan says, I got to lean this way so my head's not cut off, and I'm actually going to turn this off. There we go. Yes. Awesome. Susan, patience is a skill. It must be placed and learned for most. A practice, rather, and learned from most. Absolutely. Patience is a skill that is not taught to us. Most of us. My father was never a patient man. Impatience would exactly describe him. My father was impatient and would get angry. My mother was impatient and would get sad. Husband just said my meter would be on a 9. Just a 9, Willow. Just a 9. Kidding. My patience is faith in action. Ed, well put. And I get it. Sometimes that is difficult. Sometimes that is difficult. Well, there's a famous old joke, and I really love this, is a guy is walking along a cliff, and he slips and falls off the cliff. But as he falls about halfway down, he manages to grab a branch, and he screams and says, somebody up there, help, help. Is there somebody up there? Help. And there's a voice that says, let go of the branch and I will save you. And then the guy says, is there anybody else up there? Faith is letting go of that branch, Ed, and it's hard to do. I'm talking to myself, not to you. Thankful for getting close to accomplishing a goal. Thank you, Will, for patience. Sherry, that is awesome. That's great. You know, I'll tell you one thing. Probably the most impatient experience I ever had was 2 years of ministerial school, 2 years of seminary when I was in my late 40s. Oh my gosh, I was so ready. From the day I got in, I was ready for the day to get out. Number one, now as I look back on it, it seems like a very brief time. And number two, it seems like something I would have enjoyed a whole lot more from the other side. All right, Kathy says she joined late, but grateful I made it here early enough to hear most. Everyone here has a terrific Tuesday. All right, I've got a complex, not a share yet. Who's going to click share? I'm just kidding. All right, everybody, I'm going to be talking about, I was writing out working on my jump starts this morning, so I'll be excited to share with you tomorrow. I know what I'm going to talk about over the next few days, but not in the right order. And Teddy is going to be here. Hopefully, we will have some movement on these hurricane windows over the next few days. It's really interesting because to listen to different people's perspective. People I know here are, they can't get crews to do the windows. That's the bottom line. The crews will show up for a few days and then just leave. And we're on our third set of subcontractors. And so the people who I know are Democrat are saying it's because you don't pay the subcontractors enough. The people who are Republican are saying it's because of the stimulus checks that are preventing people from working. Either way, I don't have a dog in that show, so I don't know. My windows will get done. Linda shared, Willow shared, Heather says, already shared. Too good to not share. It says posted. All right. It says, Ed, take care of that thumb. Christy Lancaster says shared, and Kathy says shared. All right, everybody. Make the best of today. Take your time. Be patient. Remember, the time is always now. And as Gertrude Stein said, when you get there, there's no there anyway. So why rush? Talk to you tomorrow.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No